Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on the end of life. And the way we got here, I told the story about my 82-year-old father who's been diagnosed with really the most severe form of leukemia, and the doctors telling him that he has very little time left. And that prompted a discussion that we had about how he wants his affairs handled. And I give him tremendous credit because he has done all the things that he needs to do. In other words, he's gotten his affairs in order, which was really our discussion for Tuesday. And so we got into this idea of making sure that your loved ones understand your wishes, and that you don't make an already difficult situation more complicated than it has to be by making sure that the assets are set aside in their simplest, most tax-efficient way possible so that they can pass to those heirs, and that you've clearly articulated what your wishes are. And we talked on a little bit later in the week on Wednesday about gifting some of your possessions while you're here so you have the benefit of the goodwill in terms of the gift itself. And then, you know, creating a living will was yesterday's topic. These things can be a little bit overwhelming, and I would argue that it's probably not something that you should do on your own. I mean, there is an entire profession built around this. Estate planning attorneys are experts. They make preparations for wills and trusts, and they have experience in dealing with this sort of thing. They've seen both sides of these things. They you know, if you've got someone that's been around a while, that, you know, they've seen clients pass away. They've seen people contest wills. They've seen the ugliness that comes out of families, and they can protect you against some of those problems that could happen down the road, and also make you aware of contingencies which you may not think of. And in the end, it's just being certain that the people that are most important to you are recognized, taken care of, and that you don't cause your family to splinter, which, again, happens so often in these situations. So bottom line is this, is you want to understand the wishes of people that are closest to you and really think about, you know, what their preferences would be. I mean, you can get down to funeral arrangements. What are they looking for? What is it that their loved ones would want to know? You know, for me, as I had these discussions with my father, it was very upsetting. But I'm also now in a position to carry out his desires, because not only will I have the paperwork, I'm also in a position to know how he truly feels, so that if there are any questions that come up or any things that need to be settled, I'm in a much better position to look at things from his perspective and understand what his wishes are. You know, the most important thing to my father is his family, and through his end of life planning and his discussion with me, with my mother, with my brothers, you know, and the values that he instilled in all of us, I know that we'll remain close as a family, and I also know that we'll carry his legacy forward as a result. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, use this opportunity to really make sure that your affairs are in order. As I said several times this week and many times in the past, none of us knows when our last day is going to be. The simplest way to make sure that your family is taken care of and that you're taken care of is to hire an estate planning attorney, someone who's a professional that's seen these things before, that can help you through the creation of wills, both living wills and traditional wills, and really has the knowledge and the experience to guide you through some of the things that you want to be aware of as you go through this process.